My third 9 a.m. appointment with the university's writer in residence. A few years back, he says, I was badly blocked. I couldn't write a goddamn thing to save my life. So Allen calls me up, Allen Ginsberg, that is, good friend of mine, great poet. And he says, Michael, what you need is to get out into nature. Lose yourself there. Get naked in it. And I said, okay, Allen, I'll do that. Donald was always telling me you had to humor the man sometimes. Donald Hall, that is, good friend of mine, great poet. So I went to this isolated cabin in Big Sur that Allen had stayed at with Lawrence and Denise, Ferlinghetti and Levertov, that is, good friends of mine, great poets, good friends of mine. Denise once spent the summer at my house, and I'm sure there was something between us, but I was married at the time, and she was older and converting to Catholicism, and we were joking around one night, and she said she thought I was too short, and that was really funny, and I don't know, the timing was just fucked up, but... Great poet, great poet. I ended up publishing a limited edition chapbook by her that's selling on eBay now for $537. So, you know, here, read it. I just happen to have it with me. Give it back when you're done, though. You can't keep that. And Lawrence, too. You know, what a decent human being. Mr. Coney Island of the mind. Mr. My dog peed on a policeman's leg. I mean, how countercultural can one guy get? Always dancing around like, hi, I'm Lawrence Ferlinghetti and I started City Lights Bookstore. Woo, woo, woo. Hi, I'm Lawrence fucking fuckhead Ferlinghetti. Come on, Denise. You don't really want to stay with this guy, do you? He's too short and he's always walking around with a boner for you in his stupid pleated pants. Anyway, I went to the cabin and all I brought with me was a notebook, a pen, and a collection of erotic verse by the ancient Chinese poet Li Po. Good friend of mine, great poet. And I wandered the wilderness for days until I came to a clearing in the first heat of morning with the fog quickly dissipating, and it was so goddamn beautiful I just had to take off all my clothes. And I wandered nude through the virgin field and was moved to recite part of a poem by Adrian Rich. Good friend of mine, great poet, great poet. When to her lute Corina sings, neither words nor music are her own, only the long hair dripping down her cheek, only the song of a silken negligee on her thigh, poised, trembling, and unsatisfied, dew dripping from your secret inner vault, the ruddy mountains of your breasts melting under my touch. Open, sweet lotus, open for me! Well, I'm paraphrasing now. Anyway, when I had finished reciting the poem, I stopped and I looked down, and lying at my feet was a steer's skull. And I picked it up, and the heft felt good in my palm, and it was bleached by the sun and warm to the touch, and that was the moment I tasted my first skull. You can't know what it's like, the life that surges through you, Miss McGlynn, when you put your tongue to a bone, but I'll tell you this, my writer's block, gone. And when I told Allen about it, Ginsberg, that is, good friend of mine, great poet. He said, yup, that happened to me too, Michael. That happened to me too. So, Miss McGlynn, you wanted to see me about something?